Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This man couldn't kick the ball straight. It was unbelievable scoring on goals. Stevie Craig Man Craigan. He actually had a lot of respect for me at Motherwell, so it's unbelievable that I'm coming for him. But what I'm going to say is, I remember I was 15 year old and Scott Leach dragged me out the lunch hall and said, out to Firth Park right now, the pitch. Me and Stevie Craigan are then working on clearances. So what happened was, Scott Leach stayed 5 yards away from Craigan, zinged a ball at him, right? Craigan had to take a touch and zing it, find me up the other side, right? So for the first 10 minutes, Leachy was zinging the ball into Craigan, but the ball kept going under his fucking studs. He couldn't control it. The next 5 minutes, his curly toe of death, he put into Firth Park stands. And a 15-year-old ginger, horny winger, was climbing the stands of Firth Park, not to find his boys. Listen, Craigan could be number one in the hit list.
Stop. I've got this vision of Scott Leach passing a ball to Stephen Craig and be fine.
Yeah, boy, seriously? I mean, that isn't even a joke, eh? I was like Slaney. Going stand up by our side at the pitch. They're working on Stevie Craig and finding channels, mate. And Leach was like, come on, mate, you need to control it, keep going under his studs. And then he came
what? 15-year-old hairy horny winger trying to find Stephen Craigan's butt.
Climbing up the steps to get the boy in the stands.
Honestly, I was in the stands, you know that?
Tell them about Gary Fraser.
Now, wee Gary, you'll ken him. He's a right broad Dundee. Excuse my accent.
But
I'm only here about 4 weeks and I haven't played him, right? And he's been at Rangers and he's been at Celtic and he doesn't lack confidence, right? And he obviously didn't ken Dick Campbell yet, right? So the chap at the door comes and in comes Gary Fraser. He's not a big boy, you know. I says, hello, son. What can I do for you? Edges when he talked to you, Gaffer. I says, what do you want to talk about? Edges want to tell you that I think I should be playing in your first team. I says, you think that I've got to fucking decode all this? You think that you should be in my first team? You're fucking 18 year old. You're off the top of your fucking wedding cake and you're fucking wanting to play in my first team, you see? And he turned to me and says, Edges think like that. I said, I'll tell you today, son. Fuck off around that football pitch and come back and then we'll start again. He was actually a good enough player. But we talk about it every time we see him now.
So I remember we played Kilmarnock at Rugby Park, 0-0, the game was terrible, we were playing shite. And he's got the flip chart and he's writing the team, right? She's like, right in the start, the 11 for the second half, right? He used to get people's names rang all the time. So, honestly, you need to ask people about this because we talk about it all the time. Left wing, there was a name, Robbie, right? Mate, we're looking about, we don't have a Robbie in the team. So we're looking about. So he's obviously making changes at half-time, which we know, right? We're looking about Robbie left wing, right? So, oh my God, we've not got a Robbie. He's got the wrong name. So I'm hitting, I was the captain for the game. This was like 2-3 games into his tenure, like when the relationship wasn't that bad. So I was, I'm going to say something like, because this is, it's embarrassing. Obviously, it's not really his fault. It's language barrier. Maybe he doesn't know everybody's names. But I was like, after like 5 minutes, I was like, Gaffer, who's Robbie? She said, Robbie pointed to Barry McKay. Robbie, left wing. Barry McKay, like, monotone, I'm Barry. Barry, oh no.
Oh, I've come in one Saturday morning, Kev, and I've walked in the doors, not half asleep now still, and the boy at the reception jumped up, new face, like, morning, like that, we're shooting that one. I was like, he's on it today.
Keen.
Fucking first day must be. So I walked in, I was like, how you doing? He's like, ah, sound. So I walked in going, mate. I says, boys, tell him, I'm going to get changed, put some different gear on, put a balaclava on, tell him there's somebody at the car park. So I went to the car park and behind motors, the boys went out and went, I think it was Joe Ledley at the time, and went, mate, there's somebody at the car park trying motors. And he's like, ah, what? He's jumped up, he's got all the CCTV going. And he's like, ah, so there is. So he's fucking sprinted out the door, I'm running the motors. He's like, go, and I'm like, no. He's like, go. And I'm like, no, I'm not leaving it, I've got a motor. He's chasing me around motors, like, all the boys are out, like, get him. He's fucking sweats, laughing at me, lashing off his shirt. Chases me up the hill, he's coming behind me, like, ah, he's thinking, first day, I've got to put my authority down here, I'm heavy, boy. Shut, piss sweating off him. Chasing me up the hill, he's chasing behind me, like, get out, just put go. You can tell he's nervous as fuck. I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere. Eventually, this went on for about 10 minutes, right? He's chasing me around trees and all sorts, right? I was fucking then, end up taking it hat off, and he's like, ah, oh, no, you've done me, like that. Boys on bits, man. Fucking unbelievable.
Kev, how come you've never told us that story? Being on the security guy.
It was after I think it was one of the cup finals, my first, like,
Rodgers finals.
Rodgers first season, right? I can't remember somebody's testimonial. John Higgins had played at Celtic Park. Do you remember what year it was?
Charity game,
it was a charity game. It was only a couple of years ago. And then they were all at the Tenants Factory after it, and Bruni was there as well. And I picked him up. Me and my mate Jamie picked him up. And then I looked at the boys in the team, like wee Callan and that were in light. So I said, we'll just go there and meet them. John Higgins, I'm not going to light.
Cal McGregor?
Aye, he was there. Right, me, Bruni, Jamie, and John Higgins were in my mind. Right, we'll just go, see what it's like. Jumped in, like, Cal and that are buzzing, like, Cal's Steven, man, it's good though. But walk in, and it's the 40s, right? So Cal's obviously not expecting John Higgins to walk into light. Doesn't think any mate, he's maybe a bit dark in there or something. So he goes, he's like, he gets him in, like, he'd look, ah, what's happening? I've not seen you in ages and all that, right? And, like, John Higgins gives him that look as if to say, like, I've not seen you ever. Like, I've not actually met you. And then, kind of, I don't know if he maybe gives him, like, I just want to look. Because I, like, not expecting it. And I heard Cal going, like, the fuck's up with Katie's dad? To the masseur, really? And me, he's like, ah, that's not Katie's dad, mate, that's John Higgins. I thought I brought my daddy right. I see my dad every week in the players' lounge, and you put with John Higgins.
Team night out. Took us, I'm starving, obviously. Starving. So is Fabio. Takes us to the, I think we're going into a swimming pool. So we're in the swimming pool.
For a night out?
For a night out. For a night out. We're in the buff. Took us to a swimming pool in the buff. Like, just guys. We had a tadger out. Come what I mean then. So
why?
In a cold swimming pool for a night out.
No like, chance.
Fuck's this. All right, honestly then. So basically, don't know what it was. That was our team night out. And we didn't even get anything to eat or that after it.
No drink or nothing there?
Nah, nothing. Team night out was a swimming pool in the buff.
Shabba Laszlo, you remember your first conversation?
Aye.
What did he say to you?
Where did I play? That's no
chance.
Lie. No more, that was just when I was agreeing the contract. So where do you play? And I was like,
centre forward.
He fucking played me centre forward. Played Europa League. Big Nadi got hooked at half time. I come on at half time. Striker. I'm not joking you. Blown up my ass. And he's like, honestly, people laugh. So he's like, going round talking to the boys, and he's come to me and he's like, small guy. Fucking forgot my name.
Small guy.
This was after about 4 months in the playing for him. He's forgot my name. And I'm sitting there going, what, the boys are pissing us on? And I'm like, is he fucking all right?
What a gear cracker.
There right, you go.
Cracker. We're playing Union Berlin. Go to, yeah, we've got a couple of games over there. So we're playing Union Berlin. Big club. They were in the first division, but they were a big club. 30,000 or something like that. So he's coming. We heard he's coming. So Sergei comes across and he says, Mr. Romanov's coming to the game. He's flying in. I says, oh, very good. You must congratulate him. I says, why? He says, he's a world champion basketball player. I says, he's fucking 5 feet five. I says, how's he a basketball player? And he goes, he says, you must. So I says, and tell Billy Brown to do the same. So I goes and tells Billy. So Billy says, what? He says, basketball. So he comes around the corner. We had to do it. Well done. And he's sticking the chest out, you know. And Billy's like, we couldn't keep her laughing, to be honest. They must have caught him going. So we come back. So I says to, he had a girl, I think she was related to the family, some Janice, lovely person. She worked in the office. I says, Janice, what about Mr. Romanov? I think it was his uncle or his wife's, was our aunt. I says, he says, he wasn't in the basket. I said, well, I know that. He says, well, how does it come about? He says, in Brazil or Argentina, one of the, they had the over 55s basketball championships, and he sponsored the team.
You know
what? Aye. So what they did was, on the last game, they won it. It was a section thing. So in the last game, they'd won it before they played the last game. Because he sponsored it and paid the money, they thought, for 30 seconds, they put him on with a strip. He's bouncing the ball. And he comes out, and now he's calling himself a world champion. I thought, that's what he was like.
Frank's best moment at the BBC was one that wasn't broadcast, but it quite so easily could have been, because he was in the studio, he was doing, Kenny McIntyre had been doing a series of special programmes with well-kent Scottish football celebrities who had been there and done it, and wow, Frank McAvenny's been there and done it, Celtic, West Ham, Scotland, a fabulous goal scorer in his day, and then you've got all the extras that go with Frank, the colourful lifestyle, etc. But so Kenny was in the studio with Frank and they're recording this show, and then Kenny gets a call that he's got to go and take another call. So Kenny, pre-recorded in out, Kenny says, Frank, I've just got to go and take a call now, can you just, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Ah, that's fine. So Kenny went away, but everything that was in the studio was still being recorded, right? Frank's phone goes, and he thinks, well, I can answer it now. And he answers it. Now, somebody later let me hear this, what was recorded, right? Frank takes it as a joke now as well. But anyhow, all you can hear when I heard this audio of what happened, you hear just... Then you hear Frank as he goes, hello? Aye, you're fucking right. The neighbours must have thought I was fucking murdering you last night. when I was actually listening, I said, well, I don't want to hear anybody.
Mendy.
Is that Man City?
Man City, what a player. What a loony bin as well, by the way. He is a cannon, man. He came in one day to training, right? Nobody batted an eye like this, by the way. And I was the only one like that. Is anybody going to say anything to him? A full Bayern Munich trackie on, a Bayern Munich strip on, with Kingsley Coman on the back. And I'm looking at him with a pair of shades on. I'm looking over south of France, it's roasting, he's got the shades in that on. I'm like, the shades are all right, I'll deal with him, but nobody's batted an eyelid at him.
He's got a batting plan.
And he's walked in and I'm like, ah, laughing, you know, thinking, oh, the boys have got to join in. Nobody. They're all just like that to him. No, and the handshakes and that, I'm walking in like that. the boys know that.
Oh, mate, that's tremendous. Does he not care that?
No, he's just, honestly, man, what a guy.
I think it was the season that Rangers and Celtic were both gone for the league, and it was down to basically how many goals you scored. So I played with Kelly, and I swear to God, we couldn't get out of the 18-yard box. The first half an hour of the game, we genuinely couldn't get out of the 18-yard box because Celtic battered us. But during the game, you're trying like fuck it, because you're like, nobody wants Celtic to win the league. They want Rangers to win the league either, but somebody has to win it. And then near the end of the game, I remember something like that. you're trying like fuck the day. And I'm like, I've never gone out my 18 yard box, you big prick. Give me a break. Right, all the conspiracy theorists and that would have had a fucking field day, because we went into, it was Tiger in Glasgow. So all the killing, we always went out at the end of the season last night, right lad, piss up before we were going holiday. Who walked in? The Rangers team. So we're sitting having a pint and having a so imagine a Celtic fan was to walk in here, they'd be fucking crying.
Slaney, if you'd have walked into that pub, what would you have done?
I would have fucking knocked fuck right out of them. Not a problem. I actually can't fight, I swear I can't.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.